Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. A busy show lined up for you here this morning. Got four different segments. We'll start off with Riley County 4-H. Starting off the program, the Senior Center a little bit later on. Johnson Cancer Research Center and Marsha Locke will join us. And then we'll hear from the K-State Economics Club later in the program. John Jobe joins us here. He's leading off the program. He is the 4-H agent with Riley County K-State Extension. Good morning.
Hey, happy to be here, Brandon.
It's always a pleasure to get caught up with you guys, and you've got a lot on your plate right now. We'll start first kind of talking about what's coming up here in the near future. I see you have your big fundraiser coming up.
Yeah, so as mentioned, there is a lot happening this time of year. This is what we like to consider the beginning of the 4-H year, 4-H season. So we are currently enrolling 4-Hers, both old and new. You know, if we have listeners out there that have young people or even grandchildren that are maybe interested in getting involved, we always say we have something for everybody, so give us a look. The other thing that we have right around the corner that the community has become familiar with is our Riley County 4-H garage sale that we put on twice a year. It's a fairly sizable community garage sale that acts as a fundraiser for one of our events that we do with our older high school age 4-Hers. Let me touch base on that really quick, and then we can kind of get into some garage sale specifics. So this fundraiser goes towards what we call Citizenship Washington Focus. This is an initiative that takes those high school age 4-Hers from both Riley, Waubunsee, and Pottawatomie County to Washington, D.C. every 3 years. Our next trip will take place in the summer of 2022. So literally starting this January until we depart in that summer of 2022, we will be gathering as a group, working on citizenship, leadership, and ultimately fundraising. So that is what this garage sale initiative is about.
And as far as donations are concerned, are you in need of a lot of things right now?
Yeah, so to go into a little bit of the specifics of the garage sale function, or the garage sale itself, is this is taking place next weekend, so not this weekend, next weekend, October 23rd and October 24th, out at Simcoe Park. We're in one of our open-air barns, and I'll kind of talk about some of the limitations in the time of COVID. But what we're looking for is about anything you could imagine, household items, you know, clothing, toys, games, home decor, you know, things that you would use in the garden or the yard. About the only thing that we will not take, Brandon, is we will not take TVs. So no flat screens, no box TVs, anything like that. To give some time, we will be taking items starting Thursday, October 22nd, from noon until 8 p.m., and then we will take items again Friday, October 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The sale itself will run Friday, October 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. And then again, Saturday, October 24th from 7:30 a.m. to noon. And again, that's out at Seco Park. We're up in one of the open-air barns. You can't mess with.
And if I remember right, this is normally held in May, isn't it?
So we do this. We do this twice a year. We do it every April and October. We are hoping for a decent-sized sale just because we were not able to have that April sale with everything that was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough deal there. This is a great event, and I was talking to John before the program got started, and I went to one of these last year and got my 3-year-old got a backpack there. It's a Frozen backpack, and I think we paid maybe a couple dollars for it. And it is her favorite item she's got in her room, and she carries it everywhere. She puts her toys in it, and traveled with us to Nebraska this past weekend. It's a great opportunity. You know, just going to that one day, we got that, and it's been a favorite toy for one of my children. You're bound to find something that you can use here for yourself.
Absolutely. It is, you know, it is just a running joke. We've been doing this for quite a few years now, that just the coolest stuff comes into these sales. You know, it is all donated from the community. So people are literally just bringing in items. We sort through it and try to put it into different organized categories, but you just, people come in and find the neatest stuff at these sales. So yeah, if you're looking for something, you know, you need something in your house, or you just want to come out and kind of sort through all the different things we have, like I said, come out next Saturday or Friday and Saturday and check us out. Probably important to speak to some of the precautions that we will have, just because of the times that we're living in. You know, all of our workers and staff will be masked up. We are telling the public, you need to come in wearing masks. And in addition, we are going to be in an outdoor open air space, so we're not congregating inside of a building. So for those that may be hesitant, just know that we're going to do the best we can to safeguard not only our 4-H youth, but our community members. So yeah, if you're looking to donate or shop, I say check us out. I think it'll be a really cool event. Be a good chance to get out of the house and get outside.
All right. I see something here on the flyer, too, about $5 bags. What does that mean?
Yeah, good question, Brandon. So that brings a lot of people to the actual sale. Is what we do is, as you come in the door, we usually are dealing with, I would say, like a paper-sized bag that you could get at the grocery store. Sometimes we give you a box of the equivalent size, and it's literally anything that you can fit in there, whether it's clothing, electronics. And you're walking out the door for $5 for that particular bag. Probably worth mentioning that we have so many things coming in so fast that we do not price items individually. All items are priced either out the door, or we have staff that are walking around the facility. You can simply say, what would you charge me for this? So everything is negotiation, which makes it kind of fun for people that come out, as well as our 4-H'ers.
All right, very good. And if people want to come out and, you know, they don't find something, but they still want to make a donation, I'm sure they can do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can show up. We have checkout stations near the entrance and exit of the barn that we're in, and you can simply make a donation to our local 4-H CWF initiative. So,
very good. All right, it's a fun event. I highly encourage people to go check that out.
It is. We try to make it as fun as possible.
All right. And John Job joining us here from Raleigh County K-State Extension. He's the 4-H agent. How has the 4-H year gone so far? As you mentioned, you're just starting off.
Yeah. So August, I can't talk right now. October 1st is the beginning of the 4-H year, where, you know, clubs are kind of re-upping, especially after fair season. But we're bringing in, you know, new members that are interested in joining 4-H clubs. Enrollment kicks off October 1st. You know, one thing that last time I came in, you guys asked, you know, what are you doing? How are clubs operating? And kind of a hybrid model right now. We have some clubs that are meeting remotely, and we'll probably do so for the next couple of months. But we also have some clubs that have decided to come back in and start meeting in person while practicing social distancing, wearing masks, that kind of thing. So, kind of a hybrid model, but we are moving down the road, trying to get back to some type of normal meeting environment. So if you're out there, you're listening, you're interested in maybe being a part of 4-H youth development here in Raleigh County, I would just say reach out to me personally. You can call us here in the office, 785-537-6350.
All right. And this is open to just about anybody, right? I mean, as far as age is concerned?
Absolutely. So a typical 4-H'er is going to be between the ages of 7 and 19, and we also have what's called a Clover Bud program here in Raleigh County. So that's for those 5- and 6-year-olds to participate in club activities. They just cannot compete at the county or state level until they're a full-fledged 4-H'er at age 7. So something for every age.
You know, I think it was last week we had some 4-H'ers actually on the radio out here. We had a 4-H Appreciation Week recently.
Yeah, so National 4-H Week was last week, and we definitely rallied our 4-H base across the county and had 4-H'ers that were doing radio spots. They were doing social media spots. So, we just wanted to be as visible as we possibly could be in the community.
I might ask you real quick. I know the state fair was way different this year. I know they still had a few activities for 4-H. How did that end up working out?
Yeah, and kudos definitely to both the Kansas State 4-H entities that put that on, because they definitely could have said, you know what, we're not going to do anything this year, but they decided to push forward and at least provide some opportunities for youth. A lot of our livestock shows did happen in person down in Hutch. As far as exhibiting went, everything was digital this year. So looked a little different, but our 4-H'ers, including here in Riley County, were able to still submit photos and descriptions of their projects that would have gone down to Hutch in a normal year, and really got some awesome feedback from judges in a digital space. So at least they were able to provide something this year, although a little bit different.
Was there anywhere where people go online and find that information, like if there was any prizes won or anything like that? Or
currently, you can go out to the state 4-H website, I think you can both state 4-H website as well as the Kansas Fair website and see the results by name and by county. My understanding is that they cannot go out and actually see the photos themselves, but they can see kind of who is receiving what award.
Okay, very good. Well, it's always interesting, and obviously this year was way different, and hopefully getting back to normal here very soon.
It's definitely one of those. This year has been kind of strange for everybody and other entities as well, but I'm definitely proud to say that we've showed a lot of resiliency with our local 4-H programming, and like you said, I hope we can get back to some type of normal action in the next year or so.
Yeah. All right, John, anything else for you today before we let you go?
No, that's it. You know, like I said, if you have any questions about 4-H youth development, garage sailing, or anything other, contact me personally, John Jobe. You can get a hold of me in the office, 785-537-6350. So happy to talk to you.
All right. Appreciate it, John. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon. We'll talk soon. Bye.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll get an update from the Senior Center next. Jamie Ramsey will join us on K-Man coming up after the break.